This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado State Patrol seizures of fentanyl are at a record high, CPR's Matt Bloom reports.
New data from the patrol shows officers have taken over 225 pounds of the deadly drug from street dealers so far this year. That's already more than the total seized for all of 2021. Chief Matthew Packard says demand is still increasing.
This is not economically driven. This is in quite literally every neighborhood, every community across our state. And because it's so pervasive, this needs to be a true system-wide approach to combat this problem.
Packard says new laws that increase penalties for dealers may help. The patrol is also working with other law enforcement groups to step up drug busts in the coming months. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
Colorado gun sales are down for the early part of this year, but CPR's Ben Marcus says that may change following the shootings in Buffalo and Texas and now Tulsa.
Colorado gun dealers sold 99,000 guns in the first 3 months of this year. Approved background checks through the Colorado Bureau of Investigation are down 21% over the same period last year. Gun sales have fallen for 13 straight months in Colorado, after an unprecedented surge in buying that started with the pandemic. But history suggests that sales will surge again. Data from the state shows that gun purchases rise after most high-profile mass shootings, which often prompts debate about gun control and fears that certain types of firearms may be banned. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
The state is expanding a property tax break for child care centers. A new law cuts the tax bill for landlords who rent properties to early childhood centers. It's meant to incentivize property owners to seek out child care tenants and help relieve a shortage of licensed child care in the state. Another new law will spend $5 million on wildlife highway crossings. Governor Polis signed that bill yesterday. There are about 4,000 vehicle crashes involving wildlife each year in Colorado. This is CPR News.